Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will consider the case of President Trump's executive order restricting travel, and in the meantime, much of the order may take effect. Trump's revised executive order is often referred to as a travel ban. It halted travel from six mostly Muslim countries for 90 days and stopped the nation's refugee program for 120 days. The order said these steps were necessary to revise security screening to safeguard the nation from external threats. The nation's high court allowed the ban on travelers from Libya, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, and the suspension of the refugee program. President Trump on Monday said a four-month investigation into allegations of collusion between his campaign and Russia has turned up nothing, and he deserves an apology. In a barrage of Twitter messages on Monday, Trump also accused former President Barack Obama of failing to act in response to intelligence reports that Russia was meddling in the 2016 elections because he thought Democrat Hillary Clinton would win the presidency despite the Kremlin's clandestine efforts. Following up on the Twitter posts, White House spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters the president believes Russia was, quote, probably involved in election interference and may not have been the only country doing so. Neither Spicer nor Trump indicated what action they thought Obama should have taken to counter Russia's election interference. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Iraqi military leaders say their forces are poised to capture the old part of the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. As VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Mosul, it's a scene of devastation with bodies scattered in the rubble.
Islamic State militants are saying to people, we are going to die here, and you're going to die too. Either if you try to run, we will kill you. If you stay, you'll die in an airstrike. So when people run right now, they say they were running because it was their only chance of survival.
Soldiers say there may be as many as 200 or 250 ISIS militants still fighting in the old city. The upcoming battle is expected to be brutal as families held hostage try to flee and militants make their final stand. Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo, a Chinese dissident imprisoned since 2009, has been released from confinement, but his supporters are pressing for him to be allowed to seek treatment abroad for liver cancer. Liu was awarded the Nobel Prize in absentia in 2010. He was diagnosed with late-stage liver cancer on May 23rd and is being treated at a hospital in the northeastern city of Shenyang, according to his lawyers and Chinese prison officials. The United States is set to declare China as among the world's worst offenders in human trafficking and forced labor, placing it alongside countries the U.S. has long disparaged, Iran, North Korea, and Syria. The designation is expected to be formally announced by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday. It could further aggravate tensions between the United States and China at a time when President Trump had sought to enlist Chinese President Xi Jinping in an effort to curb North Korea's nuclear weapons development program. Mr. Tillerson is expected to take Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, and Iraq off a list of countries that use or recruit child soldiers. He is set to make the announcement on Tuesday. The Reuters news agency reported last week that by delisting those countries, Tillerson is overruling recommendations from State Department experts and senior diplomats. Reuters cited officials as saying the announcement is expected to be made as part of the department's annual Trafficking in Persons report. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.